Hello, guys. Good morning to you. It's overcast, dull, and cold in the UK. And they've even got snow up north. I hate the winters in the UK because they're so damp and grey clouds all the time. Takes the colours out of everything. At least in Canada, it may be very cold, but it usually was always sunny and bright. Now, I'm going to make a sort of a talk video here just off the cuff. And no alcohol involved. So it could be okay, or it might turn out total crap. It seems to me that most modern femmes are self-destruct mode. They seem to surround themselves in this protective bubble to buffer them from reality. Of course, this worked many, many, many years ago when they had a regular boyfriend, or even a husband. He would protect her and cover up her problems, and sometimes would have to point her in the right direction. I mean, mansplaining, that is. But most femmes today don't have a regular boyfriend. Oh, they have quite a few guys they see. But most of those guys don't want to take the responsibility on. They're just there for one thing. The reason why these femmes get these tats and these rings in their noses and pins is to get attention, is to stand out. And of course, femmes are the member of the sisterhood, and they just copy each other. One does it, they all do it. They don't really have individualism. Is that a word? The trouble is they get so many tats and piercings, they look like a tribal. Instead of standing out, it looks a complete mess. Most femmes actually aren't that beautiful, pretty, are they? Not without the bucket loads, actually wheelbarrow loads of fake-up. But they can be attractive. But they've inadvertently made themselves almost ugly, inside and out. I mean, what can the modern femon offer the man now? Except maybe a tube. Their vagina, of course. The god or goddess. But a guy can go on Amazon and get a tube there. Not very expensive either. Femons certainly aren't offering companionship. Or even a relationship as such. Because it's all one way. Their way. Many, many moons ago. Well, way back in the old days. No. But men's heads were turned. About sex, wasn't it? All a femon had to do was dress sexy or let things hang out, and that would attract men. Didn't mean to say the men got sex, it was just a promise of sex. And then the femons could lead the man around just on that promise. And that's why you see it all over the place in the papers, everywhere, they're letting their breasts hang out, stripping off. But it's not really working that well anymore, because men have learned to curb their sexual appetite. The only Achilles heel man has. And that's why you see all these desperate femons stripping off everywhere. But actually, instead of attracting males, they're turning males away. Obviously, I'm an older man, and the modern femons talking on videos and acting in such disgusting manner turns me completely right off. I almost want to vomit. How can these femons actually believe they're empowered? Because they're degrading themselves. Far more than any man could ever do. So what options does a younger man have? To go with a femon that's been with loads of men already before. And she may only be 20, but she's got a lot of baggage already. And maybe a couple STDs. She will openly lie about her past relationships and the amount of men she's been with. And she's more interested in how much money you earn or will earn and how tall you are instead of who you are. She'll say she wants a loving, caring relationship. But of course, in reality, it'll all be about her. Your feelings or expectations will mean nothing. She may even say she loves you, when femmes don't even know the meaning of the word. And if they do, they love themselves only. I remember growing up in my life and seeing some relationships that actually worked. Mind you, it wasn't many. A lot of the times, most people were still in their relationship or marriage, and they were just going through the motions. You could see it. You know, easier to stay than to leave. To me, the modern femon can offer nothing to the modern man, except maybe chaos and drama. But of course, sex. But he can get that pretty much anywhere nowadays. And it's not that modern man is actually walking away. He's just not going to participate in the femon scams that only really benefit her. Because the game for the man is rigged. It really always has been. until Femons realize that they have actually lost and are suffering quite a lot, then more and more men are going to be disappearing, at least from the Femons' gaze. At the moment in time, I can't see Femons getting a taste to reality and waking up and facing facts. So the destruction of their lives, I believe, will continue. And I have a question for you guys out there. Do Femons have a deep-set personality, or do they really just copy and paste? There, that was without alcohol. Let me know what you think of it. You take it easy, fellas. Have a nice day.